Britain's had 53 different prime ministers, but few have had as big an impact or divided opinion as strongly as Margaret Thatcher. From the moment Britain's one and only female leader arrived at number 10 Downing Street in 1979, she had big plans for the country.
Where there is discord, may we bring harmony. Where there is error, may we bring truth. Where there is doubt, may we bring faith. And where there is despair, may we bring hope.
For the next 11 years, Margaret Thatcher made decisions that would transform Britain forever. She was admired by many for lowering taxes and for keeping the Falkland Islands in the South Atlantic Ocean under British control. But decisions like selling off government-owned industries like the railways and closing down the coal mines caused a lot of anger and even sparked riots in the streets. But what were the other big moments Margaret Thatcher will be remembered for? Here's the BBC's chief political correspondent, Laura Kunzberg.
Her father was a grocer and she grew up in a small town. But although she came from an ordinary background, she had an extraordinary career. When Mrs. Thatcher moved into Downing Street, Britain was recovering from widespread strikes that made life so hard for some people, the time was called the Winter of Discontent. So the first female Prime Minister made herself popular with some of the public for standing up to the unions and making it harder for people to go on strike. And she changed the rules to let hundreds of thousands of people buy the house they lived in for the first time. But under her tough plans, the number of people without jobs went up. Yet as Prime Minister for more than 10 years, she was a political survivor, even living through a terrorist bomb at a hotel where she stayed the night.
Even when her policies were unpopular with the public and sometimes with her own party, she almost never backed down. A reputation that led to her being known as the Iron Lady.
I have only one thing to say. You turn if you want to. The ladies, not for turning.
After more than a decade in power and with three election victories under her belt, Margaret Thatcher had been Prime Minister for longer than anyone else in the 20th century. She didn't want to go anywhere, but her party thought she'd been in power long enough and she was pushed out of number 10 Downing Street.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're leaving Downing Street for the last time after 11 and a half wonderful years, and we're very happy that we leave the United Kingdom in a very, very much better state than when we came here 11 and a half years ago. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Over 20 years later, it's still impossible to get people to agree on much when it comes to Margaret Thatcher. She still divides opinion in the UK and around the world. But one thing is for certain. Britain's first female Prime Minister is and will remain one of the most important figures in modern British history.